with the composers that were no longer alive, the dead composers, so to speak, who are not dead at all, I found a very, very valuable and treasured connection to these fellows, which I'm sure many other musicians are use, which is when you open up a score of a composer like Mozart or Beethoven or Bach or any one of these greats who the culture has kept alive. They're not famous because they were famous. They were famous because their music touched people, and people kept doing it, kept wanting it. So the real connection into these great men's lives is not through biographies or what other people say, or even, it's not even through renditions of their music, although that's closer. What it is it's through their written scores, because that's what they put down on that sheet to tell someone else to play. And so when I began with this attitude of studying the scores of Mozart, of Scriabin, and Satie and other composers, I developed this perception of being with them at the moment they were writing, and kind of trying to picking up what they were into. What was this message? What were they doing? And then I would read some background about them, and I'd say, oh yeah, that corroborates. I figured it was like that, and it was a way of study for me and an inspiration for me that continues to this day. And
so now, it really enriched you, is what you're saying. It
totally, continues too. And now I realize that this is a connection to any composer, living or wherever he is, that when he composes something, that initial sheet, that initial idea, like for instance, take Wayne Shorter's music, great composer, one of my favorites. He wrote a bunch of these short form pieces that Miles took and recorded that we all know as a great oeuvre works. They're like one page long. They're very short and simple. But when Miles began to perform them, of course, the musicians took these initial ideas and improvised with them, and then expanded them. And now you're really listening to Herbie and Ron and Tony and Miles, you know, and you kind of forget about the composer in a way. But if you go back to the written note and what was originally conceived by Wayne when he wrote, for instance, we're doing Prince of Darkness this week, and I pulled that song out of Wayne's, I learned what Wayne was thinking that moment, and I get enriched.